The time is 4 p.m. We're back on the record for the formal hearing continuation of OPAPA 16-003 and 16-005.
Thank you. Ms. Tang, did you have any further questions for Mr. Pangalina?
I've completed my examination.
Thank you. Mr. Fisher?
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Pangalina.
Hello.
When did you begin your relationship with HIC, your contract, I suppose?
February 2nd, 2016.
Okay. I want to bring your attention to Exhibit 2, which is in front of you. What we're looking for is that affidavit.
Oh, that same one that she brought up?
Yes, she brought up, yeah. I think it's on page 92 or something.
Yeah, it's not marked. Maybe I can mark it.
Yeah. Okay. Find it?
Got it, yeah.
Okay, what is that, what is the date on that affidavit?
This affidavit was signed on February 1st.
Okay, and is that a day before you began your relationship with HIC or your contract?
Yes, that's correct.
You began in February, so for February, March, and April of 2016, you were not compensated?
$0.
Okay, is it fair to say you were not compensated for any assistance you gave to HIC in the presentation of their proposal?
Yes.
Didn't get any money?
No.
Did you get a present?
No.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Do you have any redirect?
No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have a question. A follow-up. Earlier, you said that you did take a look at their proposal and made some changes, like edits, to HIC's proposals. Could you describe the nature of the edits? Edits for grammar is different from edits from
content.
Let's say the idea or the thought.
Right.
So were they more editorial edits, as I would call them, or were there substantive edits?
Not substantive at all. I believe all editorial. When it got to me and in front of me, I remember responding to them saying, the document is in good shape, and we just need to make some minor edits.
Okay.
Stand by for my comments.
Okay. So they gave you, do you remember when they gave you the draft edit? I mean, the draft proposal?
Yeah, it was right after we contracted, so that week that it was due.
So you earlier said that Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, so maybe I had it on the Tuesday or Wednesday before that.
Okay, so you had an opportunity to review their what they were planning to submit.
Yes.
And again, you said it was good?
The document was in good shape, and just to stand by for some minor edits.
Minor edits,
right.
Okay. And the minor edits consisted of what nature?
Really editorial. I mean, all of the general thoughts and strategies were not taken in. There may be a section that I said to omit just because I didn't think it was necessary in the overall scheme. But yeah, outside of that, it was in very good shape and required very little from my assistance. With my assistance.
So did you do like a tools track?
No.
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 It was just as you read it.
That would be too efficient.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pangalina.
Thank you.
Ms. Tang, do you have another witness?
Yes. Ms. Kono, please.
May I have an opportunity to put something on the record?
Yes.
Earlier in the, this morning session, the representation was made by Ms. Tang in response to the hearing officer's reminder to us that we were asked to meet and confer on the admissibility of exhibits. Ms. Tang said that I had not done so, in fact, she represented that I had not done so twice. On July 26th, I sent her an email telling her exactly what we would agree to. May I approach?
Yes.
I'm not going to comment any further on it. And it's one for the record. If you want to mark it, I guess that would be agency's alpha.
nice to have the entire chain, then you'll see my requests to meet and confer, which were ignored for several days and weeks. You know, it's an incomplete record.
So.
We can deal with that at housekeeping.
Yeah, I understand the parties have differing positions regarding the issue that.
We do indeed.
You don't agree with Ms. Tang's position, and you don't agree with what he's said in response. But we want to keep the process going, and it doesn't seem as though this is an issue that we need to deal with at this time.
Please stand and raise your right hand. Please state your name.
Regina L. Connell.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please be seated.
Good afternoon, Ms. Connell.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for waiting. Connor, can you, I'm going to ask you some background questions.
Sure.
So, do you hold any degrees?
A degree?
Yes. Do you have a high school?
Yes.
Yes. And where did you graduate?
John F. Kennedy.
And you've been with GVB for?
32 years.
Long time. Okay.
How long?
32.
Wow. Congratulations.
Still look at me.
Yes, yes.
You do.
You grew up there.
Was that that was not your first job, or was that your first job?
No.
Okay. So prior to when did you start with GVB?
1983, December.
All right. And what was your initial position?
Marketing secretary.
I'm sorry. It was 1983, right?
Yes.
Marketing secretary. And how long did you hold that position?
I think for about 7 years.
Right. So roughly in 1990, you changed position?
To get to a marketing officer one.
Okay.
And then another 5 or so years, and then marketing officer two, which is what I hold now, presently.
And what's the difference between one and two?
One, you do a lot of paperwork, and two, you do more traveling.
I would prefer to as well. Is there a three?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. who do you report to now?
The marketing manager.
And who would that be?
Her name is Pilar Laguna.
And Ms. Laguna has also been with GVB for quite a while.
Longer than me.
Okay. So you reported to her for the last 10 years?
Maybe 30 years.
Really?
Yes.
30 years. Okay. Whom does Ms. Laguna report to?
To Mr. Nathan tonight.
To the GM?
Yes.
Just, if you can, give just a brief outline of your duties as marketing officer number two.
Okay. I oversee a particular market as assigned by my marketing manager.
Okay.
And so currently I handle the markets of Korea and North America.
Okay.
And my primary duties is to come up with a marketing plan, a yearly marketing plan with our marketing representative, and with management and the board's approval on the funding and the types of activities we do. And I implement that throughout the fiscal year.
Okay. Do you also work on the budget?
Yes.
Would that be the GVB-wide budget or just the Korea and North America?
Yeah, just the Korea and North America
budget. And,
yes.
And I kind of try to jot down all the things you said. So you work on the marketing plan,
yes.
Correct? And then you have something that says representatives. So you work with the representative?
Yes, also with the representative, because they'll be the ones to implement the plan for us.
Right, so the representative, while TLK had it, it was Mr. Lee.
Yes.
And then whoever it is after that,
yes.
Right? And then board, you said there was a board approval?
Yeah, the board reviews our budgets with the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that goes to the legislature. They review it, cut it, or increase it, approve it. It goes to the governor. And it's the same thing.
But actually, you submit your portion to the
GBB. Yeah.
And, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. All right. And funding, what does that involve?
Funding is from the tourist attraction fund.
Mm-hmm. So what would your job require you to do?
Oh, to
funding.
Oh, to budget for each project, and then to facilitate getting the quotations that we need for the project, and then implementing it, and then receiving the invoices and making payment.
Okay. Do you recall during TLK's time, TLK's last contract,
yes.
And it was supposed to end in October,
September
31st, 2016, but it was cut short, right? It was an early termination.
Yes.
GVB terminated early.
Yeah, they did a month-to-month.
Right. In fact, they had terminated as of March 31st, 2016. So that HIC could come in.
HIC had been awarded
right.
The contract.
Okay.
From
so,
the RFP.
Right. So it was ATLK's existing contract, which it's had it been completed, it would have terminated under the original terms on September 31st, 2016.
If it continued, yes.
Yes. Okay. Who made the decision to end TLK's contract on March 31st, 2016.
It ended because we went through a request for proposal. We went through an RFP process.
Yes.
And then TLK was awarded a continuance on a month-to-month basis until after that
right.
RFP process was completed.
Why wasn't the RFP, why couldn't the RFP, why could the RFP, the new contract start date coincide with TLK's current contract's end date, which would be September 31st, 2016?
That was a decision above me.
Who made that decision?
It was our general manager and the board that made that decision. I just implemented the process.
So it went through board approval? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
So it's just Nate denied who made that decision. Did he ever discuss with you why he made that decision?
No, he just thought that because of the increase in arrivals, that we needed a more active marketing activity in the market.
Mm-hmm. And he was not satisfied with TLK's performance?
That he didn't say that to me.
All right.
Could I interrupt?
Yeah,
you said he wanted or needed. Could you?
I'm sorry. His what? Because of the market had increased dramatically,
mm-hmm.
We thought that we needed to just for the government and for ourselves was to go out and just see if there are services there that can give us more, like doing things in Korea.
To do more.
Yes.
So, was there? To the best of your knowledge, was there any dissatisfaction with TLK?
No, not that, to my best of my knowledge, no.
Were you okay with them?
Yeah.
Because you dealt more with them.
Yes, I dealt with them on a daily basis.
Yes, so were you okay with their performance?
Yes, but it was management's decision.
It was management decision. Were you, because you were the marketing person, were you ever brought into that discussion to offer your opinion?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was just so. Were you surprised at the change?
I wasn't surprised that it was a decision that management makes, and they do those decisions, and we just understand it and then implement it.
Do they explain why, or just they
Well, they said that they wanted to do more activities.
To do more activities.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Was that ever discussed with TLK? That they weren't doing enough activities?
I believe so, yeah, with the marketing manager.
That was not your direct discussion. That might have been someone else about me. Okay, but you never indicated to them any dissatisfaction at your level?
No.
No. You, as far as everything between the two of you was?
We were working fine.
We were working fine. Thank you.
TLK had been the GBB's marketing manager for Korea for a little under 8 years.
I believe so.
Right. And during that 8 year period, do you recall receiving any complaints?
Well, I just actually took over the Korea market last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know prior to that.
Okay.
Just from last year when I took.
Who was in charge of Korea market prior to?
A fellow employee. His name is Felix Ridges.
Okay. Are you aware of any complaints by TLK prior to your taking over?
Not that I know.
And during the time that you were in charge of the Korea market, are there any complaints about TLK from third parties?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, they came to me directly and complained?
Came to you or GBB?
No.
Did you work well with Mr. Lee?
Yes.
Gina, Ms. Cohn, excuse me. Were you involved in the preparation of the RFP?
In the preparation?
In this RFP that's at issue?
Yes.
And can you tell me what your involvement was?
My involvement was to prepare the scope of services and work with Chris Izama, who handles all of our procurement paperwork.
Okay. Anything else?
No, just the timeline.
There's a timeline?
Well, we do try to keep ourselves on a timeline.
Okay. Can you describe the timeline? What does it look like?
Oh, it's like, when do we announce it? When would be a closing date?
Is there like a Word document? Is it an Excel spreadsheet?
No, it was a document that I had.
Okay.
That I could give to my management to approve.
Okay. And did it have little boxes like a checklist or?
No.
All right. Did you also work on finalizing the RFP?
No, that was done by Ms. Lozama.
Christine Lozama?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any input into the drafting of the RFP?
Just the scope of service.
I see. Do you recall if the RFP, was there a template that was used as the starting point for the RFP?
I believe so, but that again is Christine. Chris handles that.
But the version that you reviewed for purposes of commenting on the scope of work, was that a template that was from the previous RFP, Korea Services RFP?
I don't know. I don't know where Chris got it from.
All right. Are you familiar, aware of the 5-year requirement? Of the offeror, the experience requirement for the offeror?
That was one of the requirements.
Right, and you're aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any discussions between you or anyone at GBB regarding that particular requirement, the 5-year requirement?
No. No, that's a standard in our RFP.
What is your understanding of that requirement?
Of the 5 years?
Yes.
That they would have 5 years, as it states, they would have 5 years of experience in marketing, advertising, public relations.
That's the offerer that is, right?
Yes.
The proposer.
Yes.
Did you have occasion to participate in any procurement classes, whether at GCC or at the AG's office?
No.
Okay, do you know if anyone else at GBB did?
I think just Chris.
What is your understanding of what would happen if, for instance, a proposer submitted a proposal but did not have the five-year requirement, meet the five-year requirement in the RFP? Then what is your understanding of what happens to that proposal?
Well, we go through a grading, like a review system, and then they're based on what they have and they don't have in that proposal.
Right.
Based on our evaluation
mm-hmm.
criteria and grading. Then they're ranked.
Right. So if they don't meet the five-year requirement,
mm-hmm.
then that proposal, do you still rank that proposal?
We'll rank it, yes.
Right.
So, but it depends on where they fall. They may not qualify.
When you say they do not qualify, what do you mean?
I mean, because they don't meet the qualification, the minimum, or the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
That, like you're saying, 5 years is one of the requirements. They don't meet it, they'll fall in a rank, in a rating scale.
Okay.
And then it's up to management to review.
All right. Are you familiar with the term non-responsive proposal?
No.
Have you ever come across a proposal that didn't strike that? Right. How many RFPs do you participate in on an annual basis?
On an annual basis?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one, maybe.
And one being the Korea market, or?
Could be North America.
Okay.
Could be, they have a social media strategist.
Okay.
I get involved with his.
When you say involved, is it?
I get involved, like my manager can ask, can you oversee this RFP?
And in this case, you were not just asked to comment on the scope of work, but you were an evaluator, right?
Yes.
And then what other involvement did you have in this solicitation?
For in this particular case, that was it.
Okay. Were you involved in the negotiations?
After the evaluations, yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, okay. And other than you, was anyone else at GBB involved in the negotiations?
General manager.
And that would be
Nathan
tonight.
Yes.
Other than Nate? And you? Did you ever, did you take your instructions from Mr. DeKnight?
Yes.
All right. And did he make all final decisions regarding negotiation? Or did you make the decision?
Oh, no. Management meeting.
I just want to be clear when you speak
yeah.
to about management, whom are you referring to?
I'm referring to the general manager, Mr. DeKnight.
Okay. And you would never do anything if you didn't approve it.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Would anyone do you discuss his decisions with anyone else that you do?
No, except my marketing manager.
All right. So I'd like to focus your attention on the evaluation for this RFP. So you, along with I think Mr. Analista, Norman Analista, Ms. Taitagui, and
Sam Shinohara.
And who selected the four evaluators for this, if you know?
The general manager, Mr. Nathan Newman.
All right. And how did this selection happen? Did you just say, Gina, you're on it? Or do you get an email? Do you get some kind of...
It was a verbal, you will sit on the evaluation committee.
I see. And how many evaluations have you participated in? If you know, average.
In the years I've been at GED, mm-hmm. maybe 10.
Okay. Is this, do they typically relate to marketing contracts?
Yes.
Because of your position?
Yes.
Right, and your experience. So, you recall the submission date was February 8th. For this proposal, for the proposals, the submission date was February 8th, 2016.
Correct? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And after the proposals were submitted, what happened to the proposals? I mean, they come into the office mm-hmm. physically, or what happens to them?
They're put into the general manager, Mr. Nathan Denise's office.
Okay.
Their lock and key.
Okay.
Until everything is, until the whole process is complete.
And
it stays in his office.
Right. When you say it's complete, when it's awarded, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the proposals come in two parts, right? So there'll be a proposal and there's a technical proposal. You get two parts. One that's sealed, the price.
Yes.
There's a technical proposal and there's a price.
Yes.
Portion.
Mm-hmm.
And the price part remains sealed.
Sit.
Is that your understanding?
Yes.
All right. And in the case of this particular solicitation, there were four proposals, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cromac, Edelman, TLK, and HIC. Mm-hmm.
Could you say yes or no?
I'm sorry, yes.
Because we're recording.
Oh.
And they cannot...
Oh, the can I hear nods?
That's right.
Sorry.
Okay. And so there were four proposals.
Yes.
And the which part, so who opens the proposals after they arrive?
Chris Lizama.
Right.
Opens them.
And she would
with
not...
the general manager there.
Okay.
Mr. Nathan DeKnight, and they recorded.
Recorded in what
document? They record in a Word document the name of the company that they're opening their packet, and then he mentions what's in the packet, and it's recorded.
Okay, and what happens to the price proposal?
It stays sealed, and then they put it all back, and it goes back in the box, and goes back in his office until the evaluation.
Okay, so what happens next after the recording?
Then they formulate the evaluating committee and write to them and invite them to come to be part of the evaluation.
And in this case, the evaluation occurred on February 16, 2016, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And when do you recall when you were told, or when Mr. DeKnight told you that you would be one of the evaluators, if you recall?
It was when he and my marketing manager were discussing who was to be on the evaluating committee, and it may be a week before.
Okay. And so, do you do anything to prepare for the evaluation?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So, but you're told a date. The
yes.
date is scheduled.
Today is this day and at this time. Yes.
And how are you advised of the date and time?
We were given a letter.
By whom?
By Chris Lizama.
So she issues a letter?
Yeah.
A letter or an email?
I think it was a letter.
A letter? A formal letter?
Oh,
because you have other who are not from GVB.
Right, yeah.
So everyone gets a letter, regardless
yes.
of their employees of GVB.
Mm-hmm.
So like in case of Sam Shinhara, he would get
yes.
his letter and you would get your letter. Do you recall when you might have received this letter?
I can't recall.
Do you recall seeing the letter?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a copy of the letter?
No.
Okay.
not with me now.
So what does the letter say?
It just said you've been invited to participate in an RFP for the Korea marketing representation services on this date. And please acknowledge if you're available.
Okay, and then obviously you were available, so you became one of the evaluators.
Yes.
All right. And do you remember if the evaluation was in the morning or the evening?
Morning.
All right. And did you meet at a particular place?
Yes, we met in the GVB office in our conference room.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the proposals.
Can you describe to me what you saw you went into the conference room? Where were the proposals?
They were still in the box on the side. And then they were taken out because they had copies of each proposal. Each proposal was supposed to give copies. And so Chris would take out the proposals and put them on the center of our table.
And so you all had your own set?
Yes.
Of each of the four proposals?
Yes.
Now, do you recall if you had the technical proposal or the price proposal or both?
Just the technical.
Okay. Did you see the price proposal?
No.
Do you know if they were in the boxes?
I think so.
Okay. But you weren't allowed to open them?
No.
Nobody opened them. All right. And do you recall what time it started?
I want to say 9 a.m.
All right. So you sat down with your copy. Were the other three evaluators there?
Yes.
All right. What happened next?
And then Chris told us that what we can do and what we can't do, and then gave us the time to individually go through the proposals and rate the proposals.
Was there any conflict check as to whether...
Yes, I'm sorry. There was a form that we had to sign. There was a form that like a conflict of interest and confidentiality. We signed that at the beginning, before we started evaluating.
Okay. And all four of you were required to do that?
Yes.
You're required to disclose any conflicts?
Yes.
And what information was presented to you to determine whether you had a conflict? So how would you know if you had a conflict given you were in that room? Right? Did they say, look, here are the people who are proposing? Was any information given to you?
About them?
Yeah. Or any information to determine whether you had a conflict?
It was in the statement. I can't recall exactly the wordings in the statement.
Did it identify any individuals?
No, it didn't identify anybody in particular, but I can't remember exactly the words that were there for us to understand it and then sign off on it.
I see. But it was a standard form?
Yes.
But it didn't say XYZ person's name, and if you know them, this is, you know.
No, I think it just meant GBB. No, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay. Where is this form?
It's probably at GBB in the box with all the proposals.
Okay. And so after you signed a conflict check, did you get any of the documents, like a checklist or?
An evaluation form.
All right. And that's the evaluation form that everybody marked off on, right?
Mm-hmm.
What instructions were you given?
Nothing, just to review all the proposals. We could discuss it, but we couldn't talk in detail, this person, blah, 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 blah. We couldn't try to compare too much of it.
Can you talk between yourselves?
We can
amongst
talk,
yourselves?
We can talk amongst ourselves, but we couldn't, say, okay, I think we should vote this way. We couldn't discuss something like that. We can talk about the contents of some of the proposals, but we couldn't, try to influence the other person on how they should vote.
Okay. What do you recall if you had any discussions with anyone during that evaluation session?
Well, we did discuss that the proposals were all very basic, so what we needed was for them to come in and give an oral presentation.
Did you know, I'm sorry.
Which was an option that the evaluation committee could do. They didn't necessarily have to do that, but if they felt it would be in the best interest of the Bureau to bring the proposers in to do a presentation, we have that option.
Did you know at the evaluation that Mr. Pangalini would be the presenter for?
At that time?
Yes. For HIC.
No.
Could you say yes or no?
I'm sorry, no.
When did you first discover that he was going to be a presenter?
On the presentation day.
Okay. Did you have any discussions regarding the contents of the proposal with any of the evaluation members?
Content of their proposals?
Yes, contents. Were there any discussions between the parties, the four evaluators?
Yeah, basically we looked at it and it was your basic proposals that you bring. That's why we decided to have them come in and do the fiscal history there and do a presentation.
Okay, and just looking for my how long did the evaluation take to complete?
If you were 3 hours.
All right. Did anyone leave the room, or how does it work?
No, we stayed until it was completed. Until we all completed. But then we couldn't really finalize the ratings, and that's why we ask that we do a presentation by the evaluators.
So I'm going to ask you to go to Exhibit 9, and that's in the thick stack. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably near the middle of it. I'm looking for your evaluation. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a number called 202. That would be the beginning of your evaluation. Mm-hmm. We call it the Bates number, bottom right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. Go to two. Are you there?
Yes. Great.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Carl. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So when everybody's there, okay. So this is, we'll start with the first evaluation form. And this is for HIC. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize this document?
Yes.
And this is your signature on page 203.
Yes.
All right. And actually, this is the presentation evaluation.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So can I just clarify? Was it 3 hours to evaluate the paper? Proposals?
Yes.
And then the decision was made to do?
To do the presentations.
Yes. How long did the presentations take?
It's about the same amount of time because we gave each of them about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, just a further follow-up on that. The review of the proposals and the presentation, were they both on the same day or on different days?
Different days.
So you said 3 hours to review the proposals. So each of you scored individually?
Yes.
Before you left, were you aware of the total scores? Did
everybody just turned in their score?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nobody, so you didn't know, for example, the other three, how they scored?
No.
So there was no discussion as to who they liked or anything like that?
No. Yeah.
So after the, okay.
Yeah.
From that portion. Thank you.
All right, so I'm sorry, I directed you to the wrong exhibit.
Okay.
It's exhibit 5. I think it's probably midway through. The number on the right-hand corner should be 154. Pages 154 and 155,
mm-hmm.
That's the evaluation for TLK marketing,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And focusing on the first block, number one, criteria, executive summary and commitment says, number one, the offeror shall submit an executive summary with a description of how your firm qualifies under the requirements of this RFP as indicated in section 1.1 GVB objective. So I'm happy to direct you to 1.1, but I will represent to you that it has the 5-year experience requirement there. Is that something you looked at in determining whether this proposer met the requirement?
Yes.
In number one of criteria?
Mm-hmm.
One subsection one.
Yes.
Okay. And what document, if any, or what information did you seek to determine that they met the 5-year requirement?
It's looking at their proposals and how long they've been working in
mm-hmm.
business,
mm-hmm.
and also the different activities that they've done, because they will show examples of their work
right.
and their clients.
Right.
And they would have the clients.
And then you would have to look at also the type of, I guess, experience would have to be in the marketing. Korean marketing
mm-hmm.
and the tour
mm-hmm.
marketing.
Yeah.
Now, would that, and that business had to be around at least 5 years, correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Object to that characterization. That is not what 1.1 says. The document can speak to itself, for
right.
itself.
So, I mean, I agree with you, the document speaks for itself.
Thank you.
Okay, can I move on?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Let's go to exhibit 156, Ms. Kono. This is for Happy Idea.
Okay.
156. And this is for Happy Idea Company, HIC.
Mm-hmm.
And do you recall, and same issue, same question on criteria number 1.1. Do you recall looking to checking whether HIC met the 5-year requirement?
Yes, again, I looked at the whole proposal and the activities they've done, and also their clientele, and then I based it on, for me, my evaluation, I based it that way.
Okay, and in the case of HIC,
mm-hmm.
Do you recall if they had a different company name, went by a different name before it was like became HIC?
In the proposal?
Yes.
I don't recall.
Okay, so let me just direct you to Exhibit 2. And Exhibit 2 is HIC's proposal. The first, so it's about like, maybe about, you know, 20 pages or 30 pages from the top. Do you see that?
I'm trying to find which one it is.
I think you're on the right page, yeah. That's the first page.
Is it?
Right.
Okay.
There should be Exhibit 2 right before, the page before identifies it as Exhibit 2, just to double check that. All right.
Yes.
So, this is HIC's proposal. Right? Now I want you to go to page 8. So just flip, I guess, 8 pages. And it should say why HIC.
Mm-hmm.
franchisee overview, the first sentence is founded in 2006 as SD Farm in Korea, then changed its name to HIC in 2013. Do you recall reading that when you were doing your evaluation?
Don't recall clearly, but I do know that I saw that 2013.
I'm sorry?
I don't recall it, reading it exactly like, mm-hmm. like that, but I was like skimming through it and saw HIC in 2013.
Okay. And then let's, I'd like you to go to page 11, which is three pages to the after that.
Okay.
The corporate history.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you remember looking at this page?
Briefly.
And what was your understanding when you reviewed the information, the corporate history on this page?
They're HIC.
SD Farm is HIC.
Yes.
Is that what your understanding was?
As that they are HIC.
Right. Did you ever ask them for any, ask HIC at any time during the presentation or in writing prior to that? How SD Farm and HIC are the same company, or how it changed its name, excuse me. Do you recall if anybody ever asked that question?
No.
Before today, were you aware that HIC, this state or represented in its proposal that it was originally SD Farm?
No.
So let's go back to Exhibit 9, please. That's the evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So after the presentation, after the evaluation was completed, the scores, did you just submit them to Chris?
Yes.
Lozana?
Mm-hmm.
So you just handed it to her after the, before you left the room?
Yes.
And she collected it?
Yes.
Do you know what happens to the scoring sheets?
I believe she takes it with accounting and they do whatever they do to come up with the scoring sheet.
They tally.
Yeah, tally.
Okay. Who in accounting?
I think for this one, I noticed her signatures here is Lisa.
I beg your pardon?
Lisa Link.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Linick.
And I'm sorry?
I think her name is Linick.
Okay.
Linick.
Okay. So, and then what happens after the evaluation of the proposal is concluded? What's the next step?
I think it's, like I said, they do the scoring and then it goes over to the chief procurement officer, which is the general manager, Mr. Nathan Dinant.
Okay. And then the next step is...
The next step, it goes to the board when he's ready to negotiate and tells the board that they've completed the RFP, now we're ready for negotiation and ask them approval to negotiate.
I think we just skipped a part, the presentation.
Oh. Oh,
so,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I thought we did the presentation.
No, I know. I inadvertently directed you to the wrong exhibit. So, okay, after you did complete the evaluation,
there was
a presentation, right?
Yes.
Who decides whether a presentation should be held?
We request it to the chief procurement officer, which is the general manager, if we could have the
presentation.
Yeah.
And then who, and so he would make that decision?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dinant would, and then that the presentation date would be set?
Yes.
Who would set that?
Management. Meaning
any specific
marketing
person?
Marketing manager and the general manager.
Would that be you?
No, marketing manager,
sorry,
is Pilar Lobatnia, and the general manager, Nathan Dinant.
I see. And the date would be set?
Yes.
And then how would the, who initiates the notification to the... To the proposer.
Chris Lozana will send the notification for that we want to have a presentation and the date and time.
Do you work very closely with Ms. Lozama in the solicitation?
Yes.
To coordinate the dissemination of information,
yes.
Right? Okay. So in this case, the presentation was scheduled for February 18th, right? 16th, sorry. I'm sorry, I'm getting my dates mixed up. It's late. February 25th, 2016. Does that sound about right? Not a true question. So feel free to go to exhibit number 9.
It's at the very top, the date is there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the decision to do to request the oral presentations, was that decision made on February 16th when you looked at the paper?
No, I think it was a few days later.
Thank you.
Okay. So after, all of the proposers were scheduled for presentation on February 25th, 2016.
Yes.
And I believe it started in the morning, right?
Yes.
Do you recall the time?
I object to this line of question.
Yeah.
Relevance. It doesn't appear to be tied to any theory of protest or appeal. It seems that we're actually engaged in a deposition.
Actually, we do. It does relate to one of the presenters was Mr. Pangalina, and that's something we've raised. And the presentation, the scoring, I think that's all relevant.
I don't think that the witness, particularly an evaluator, at this date should be allowed to impeach her own decision.
Can you go ahead, Ms. Tang, and ask a few more questions?
Yeah, okay. So, Ms. Konow. Okay, so we're on page 196,
mm-hmm.
And this is, let me just make sure I'm looking at yours. I'm sorry.
Remember, Ms. Tang, the issue will be her state of mind at the time that she graded the evaluation, not what she's looking at now, right?
No, I'd like to ask her about, you know, Mr. Pangalina's presentation and her
right,
comment.
Of course.
Yeah, that the focus of my
right
question. Okay. So, Ms. Kono, just looking for yours. Okay, go to page 202, please.
Okay.
And this is the evaluation form for HIC.
Mm-hmm.
And is that your signature on the page 203?
Yes.
Do you recall the presentation?
Yes.
And Mr. Pangalina was the presenter for HIC. Did anyone else assist him in presenting?
I guess he also had HIC and CEO John Park was there,
mm-hmm.
And three other staff members.
Oh, they were present?
Yes.
But he was
the one who was doing the presentation.
Right. And I guess it started at 11 o'clock, lasted for about 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
based on this report. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have a comment on page 203?
Yes.
The question asks is, what were the strength of this presentation?
Mm-hmm.
And your comment was, had a former GVB management on your team, state focus on tourism 2020 plan, has local rep, is it preserved?
Presence
on block. Mm-hmm. Okay, first sentence, had a former GVB management on your team. That's referring to Mr. Pangalina.
Yes.
Right. And that was a plus for you. And when you say stayed focused on the tourism 2020 plan, can you explain what that means?
The board and GDB developed a plan called Tourism 2020, and it's our focus of where we want to be by the year 2020. And we had 8 objectives. And so what I meant by this was what their presentation was based on those 8 objectives.
Okay.
And our 2020 goal.
The last sentence is, has local rep presence on Guam. Can you explain that?
Meaning Mr. Pangalina is based on Guam.
Okay. All right, let's go into negotiation. So after you concluded the presentation, all four parties presented, right? You're correct. It was TLK, HIC, and PROMAC.
Yes.
And am I correct in that the presentations concluded right before noon, or about noon? And do you recall if there was a GBD board meeting immediately thereafter?
Okay, I can't recall.
You don't recall?
No.
Okay. Do you participate in board meetings?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I can't recall on that day. That was a board meeting day.
Right. Do you recall, so do you recall if there was a board meeting that day to, do you know when the ranking was completed after the presentation?
I don't recall if she did it that same day or the next day. I don't recall.
All right. What happened after the presentation? Did you all just go to lunch?
I went back to my desk.
You don't go to lunch?
Nothing.
Okay. Do you know? Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, usually I go back to my desk, and it's Chris's job now to do all that part to give to management to make a final decision.
Okay. I'm sorry, you had a question.
Related to that, so the evaluating team, do they get notified as to who was ranked first?
No, they didn't.
Let me rephrase. You said you've been involved in RFPs over the years and have been a member of the evaluating team.
Mm-hmm.
As an evaluation team, is the team upon completion, because you completed your and then you scored them, does GVB come back to the evaluating team to say, this is rank one, this is rank two, this is rank three, this is rank four? Is the evaluating team ever notified as a team together,
mm-hmm,
that this is how you rank them?
No. No.
So only
management.
Accounting will take the scoring,
mm-hmm,
and only accounting knows until it's presented to, quote, management? And usually who is management?
Talking about Mr. DeKnight.
So it's usually only the general manager is the one who knows who got ranked. So when did you learn that HIC was selected?
After the board got approved for us to do negotiations.
And does GVB, if the other three evaluators, because I think you're the only GVB employee in this evaluation team of the four, or was there a second one?
There was a second one.
Okay, so the two non-GVB members were Norman Analista and Sam Shinohara. So when would they might have known who was ranked the highest?
After the whole RFP process is complete. Because we're not allowed to say.
But it's not normally your practice to tell the evaluators who got ranked first.
Yeah.
GVB does not do that customarily.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was, she responded negatively to your question.
Yes.
Okay.
GVB does not do that normally.
No.
You as the evaluation team normally does not know who got ranked one, two, or three.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
And just to let you know, Mr. Fisher has indicated he needs to be out of here by 5:15, so we're at 5.
This would be a good time to pause if you want. I'm fine with that. It's not. I won't finish in 15 minutes.
Could we just continue for the next 15 minutes? At least get that part out of the way. Okay.
We have to finish by tomorrow.
We have Christine, and then
you have one more witness,
and then we're going to have Mr. Lee, but I think he's the shortest.
So, do you think we'll probably finish before noon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Even if we break.
For me, I can't speak for you.
Even if we break right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many questions you have. I can't speak for you, obviously, but, yeah, I mean.
But if Ms. Tang needs, that's fine, if she'd like to.
Okay, so are you okay with that?
Great, so we'll start at nine.
We'll recess for the day, and we'll resume tomorrow at nine, so can you be here tomorrow at nine?
Sure.
And we'll start off first with you, yeah.
Okay.
And don't, at least don't discuss your testimony with anyone.
Where?
Ms. Christine Lazama maybe appear at, say, ten.
Was she the lady who just left earlier?
Yes. She was here.
Yeah, she was here, and then she was dismissed.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Say 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock? Okay. Could you let her know to be here by 10?
Sure.
Ten-ish?
Okay.
And she can just sit outside.
Okay.
And also, Ms. Kono, can you please appear at 9 a.m.?
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're off the record at 5:01 p.m.